Coach, a big night for Davidson basketball tonight. ESPN2 televising the game against Dayton, a team that is playing really well this year.
Well, they're 13-2 in conference play. They've just been superb, 22-5 overall. Clearly an at-large team, if not the conference champions. So they've had a terrific season.
Coach, they also have a lot of veteran players. They say their senior class has won 100 games now. So they must really be clicking on all cylinders.
And they're multidimensional and very versatile with their talents, John. They can put it on the floor at position 1 through 5. They could shoot the 3 position 1 through 5. And they can get fouled 1 through 5, and that's what they do. They'll make threes. They'll dare you to foul them because they'll attack you and put it on the floor. And they're very, very efficient offensively. And if you think that they're just an offensive-oriented team, I think they could be the best defensive team in the conference.
They talk a lot about their defense, Coach, holding conference teams to about 60 points a game, so they're very serious about defense as well as their attacking offense.
They seem to be very well connected on the defensive end. They play in the gaps. They got terrific quickness, a great break on the ball, good length, and they all can guard the ball one-on-one.
You look at their stats, Coach, and they've got three or four guys averaging double figures, around 14, 13 points a game. Is there one leader in that group that kind of carries the bellwether for them?
Well, you look at their three double-digit scorers in conference play, Kendall Pollard, Charles Cook, and Scoochie Smith, and they've been around for a long time, mm-hmm. and they're part of that dramatic number of wins in the senior class. So any one of all three of those could be a highlight reel on the offensive end as well as the defensive end. And when one might not be clicking, the other two will be. And they're supported with a very deep roster that has a lot of experience and a lot of talent.
Coach, when a team attacks defensively like Dayton likes to do, what is the best method for the offense to try to do against them?
Well, we're going to look at two different approaches tonight. Take the ball off the glass and try to attack them. And in the initial thrust, in the first 5 to 8 to 9 seconds of the possession, if we don't have a score, we have got to be patient. We have got to work and make them defend. And if we become a very impatient, a bad decision-making team, they will just take the ball off the glass and they'll run down the other end of the court because they're superb in transition.
And, Coach, defensively, what must Davidson do?
Well, we've got to stop dribble penetration. That's one. We've also got to limit their transition points, and a big part of that is obviously getting back, but a big part of it also is playing good offense.
Good luck tonight, Coach, in a big game.
Thank you, John.